Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is the best time of the day, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited about you being here with you, but more than anything else, we're excited about the Lord today. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us today. Amen. 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 Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop will be up shortly. 347 is the call-in number. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. We've been tweeting out, probably even in our sleep, right? I love it. Tweet out that number, ladies and gentlemen. Fax that out. Fax it out. Text it out. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all social media, ladies and gentlemen. Needs to have that number right now. 347 843-4559. I am convinced and believe everybody needs prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody needs prayer on the planet. No doubt about that. Amen. God bless you. Hey, that number is 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about hearing from Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw as well, Bishop's wife. We're excited about that. Hey, our scripture today is for those who have the word and want to read the word later, Second Chronicles chapter 6. We encourage you to read the entire chapter, Second Chronicles chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. We'll be reading that very, very shortly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about what God is doing all across the universe. Amen. God's doing his thing. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. All right. Hey, let's go to the word. We don't want to keep you long, ladies and gentlemen. We just want to know that we're praying for you and know that God is in control of everything. Second Chronicles chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Praise God. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant. Amen. And to his supplication. O Lord, my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee. Amen. That thine eyes may be open this house day and night upon the place thereof thou hast said, and thou hast wouldest put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. I love it. Hearken, therefore, unto the supplications of thy servant and thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear thou from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when thou hearest, forgive. Amen. That's the reading of the Lord's word, ladies and gentlemen. Second Chronicles, chapter six, verses 19 through 21. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his word. As bishops say, the word will stand forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you would put your hands together in your spirit for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic. Bishop, thank you so much for your time. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Elohim. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for another day that we've never seen before. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your grace, your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you, God. We come before you once again. We repent of all our sins, our failures, our shortcomings. We repent, God, before the Almighty God. And Father, we ask you, O God, to wash us, cleanse us in your word. And Father, we thank you this morning for your word is everlasting. Your word is eternal. Your word is a stand when everything else goes down. We thank you this morning, God. And Father, we pray for those that have lost their jobs. We pray for those that lost their homes. We pray for those that are without this morning, God. We pray, O God, that you make way out of no way, as you open doors and avenues of God and touch our hearts, that we will give to those that's in need in the time of trouble. Father, we thank you this morning, this God, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us another day. And God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being clothed in our right mind and having a portion of our health and strength. We thank you this morning for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you this morning, God, that you've given us another day, another chance, another opportunity to worship and praise you and magnify you and exalt your name above every name, because at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. We thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak your word. And Father God, we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and put into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Your word said you will make the crooked places straight. And Father, we depend on you this morning. Our nation, our world, our country, our city, our governors, we need you this morning, God. We need your direction in this time, in this season, God, during this pandemic. Father God, we know that you are a keeper. We know that you are a protector. And Father, we thank you for your word that you have given your angels charge, your angels charge over us, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake us. And Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We so say your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, it will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead, and it will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. We pray for our families this morning. We pray for our children, God. We thank you, Lord, for your protection over their lives. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every spirit that not like you. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. We rebuke you, Satan, your acts in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now. We call those things that be not as though they already are, because you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity, and the chest out of our peace was on you. But with your stripe, we are healed. We thank you, God, for healing this morning from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. We thank you this morning, God, that no evil will be able to overtake us. God, we thank you this morning for your grace and mercy, your goodness. And Father God, you said in your word, if thy people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, and seek your faith and turn from the wicked way, then you will forgive our sins and you would heal our land. And Father, America, lands need healing this morning. The hearts of people need to be changed this morning. Father, we thank you, God, if you reveal, expose every evil work of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Reveal, expose every crooked place in the name of Jesus. Now we thank you right now for your word. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, God, as you look on that mother this morning, that child this morning, that son, that daughter this morning, that husband this morning. Look on them, strengthen them, God. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal families this morning. You will bring them closer together to know you as the Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord, as we pray for families, as we pray, God, for husbands and wives and children and mothers and fathers and daughters and sons. We pray, God, for the unified of the body of Christ. Father, we pray that you will purify the hearts of your people everywhere. Those, God, in the body of Christ, those that the believers, God, we ask you, God, to destroy that spirit of division, destroy that spirit of hate and jealousy, restore that spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray this morning, God, for protection over your people everywhere. We pray, God, that no evil come out near our dwelling. Those that are traveling over the highways, give them safe journey travel, God. Give them safe. Let your angel camp about them. Let them not be in accidents, God. Let there be no tragedies, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are traveling the airways, God, we pray for their safety. We pray for their family. Those that working on the front lines, God, we thank you for those people that put in their life at stake trying to save somebody else's life. Father, we pray for your protection over their lives. We pray for their families. We pray for strength and encouragement and endurance. God, we pray that, God, the people of believers that will hold fast to your word and decree and declare and stand on your word in spite of what looks like, in spite of what it feels like, in spite of what people say, God, that we will trust in you. And we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask for. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, for leaders this morning. We pray for congregations this morning. We pray for pastors, God, that you will strengthen them. We pray for those that have lost loved ones during this season, during this time, that you will strengthen them, that you will be with them, that you will comfort them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then let them know that they're going to make it through this, God. This too shall pass. this COVID-19 will pass, God. And Father, that you brought us this far. You didn't bring us this far to leave us. You didn't bring us this far to forsake us. You didn't bring us this far for us to fail. But Father God, we thank you, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. God, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above. You are able, God. Your word will not return void, God. Lord, we thank you, God. You will manifest your word in our lives. We thank you this morning that we walk by faith and not by sight. We decree and declare your word over the airway. We thank you for your angels. God, as you fill the airway with your presence, with your anointing, Father God, we ask you to look on our government system. Look on the people, God. And Father, we ask you, oh God, to touch the hearts of the crooked people. Touch the hearts of those that are evil. Touch their hearts and change their hearts. Renew their spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them the spirit of love. Give them a spirit of compassion. And Father, we know that you're able, God. And God, we know that you will. And we know that you're going to do it. And Father, we thank you that we call those things that be not already are. We call it so already, God. We thank you for the victory in the mighty name of Jesus. We are overcomers by your word and the word of our testimony. We thank you for it this morning. And God, we thank you, God. We speak the peace of God over our children. We speak life over our children. We speak hope and peace and joy and comfort over our children, that you have not given them the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you, God, every mind is sound this morning. According to your word, we root up every spirit of bitterness, every spirit of envy, every spirit of not like you. God, in the name of Jesus, we bring, God, unity in the body of Christ. And Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Let us reach out and touch somebody that are less fortunate with us than we are. Let us reach out and help somebody. God, give them a kind word. Give them the word of God that they can stand on it and they can hold fast to it. Father, we thank you, God, as you heal that man this morning, that woman, that child, that boy, that girl, that is have cancer, sugar diabetes, all other types of disease, COVID-19. If they have it, God, we know that you are a healer. And we thank you, God, for their recovery, God, in the name of Jesus, that thou will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray this morning, God, keep our minds in perfect peace. Keep us meek and humble before you. Keep us with a pure heart. Keep us with a mind to serve and live for you, God. And God, keep us with a mind of integrity, a heart of integrity. And Father, we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. As you look on our communities, as you look on our neighborhoods, as you look on our cities, as you look on our states, Father, we ask you to look on your people everywhere, from all parts of the every continent on the earth. God, we ask you to look on them in China, look on them in Africa, look on them in Europe, look on them in every other state, in every other union of the United States. Father, we know that you are able to keep us from falling. And Father, we thank you right now that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We'll forever give you glory for all that you've already done, and the thing that you're going to do, and the blessings and the promises that you have ahead for your people. We thank you, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we'll forever give you praise for it. And we thank you for every soul, that mama, that mother that may not have no food this morning, that daughter that may not have no food, that son, that father. Father, we ask you to comfort them in this time. And Father, we ask you to look on those that's incarcerated in prison. Father, we know, God, let them know that you care. You are concerned about their souls. You're concerned. And Father, can continue to save to the utmost. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. God, give a revival in our souls as never before. We'll forever give you praise, and all glory shall be thine. And God, order our steps, God. Order our steps in your word each and every moment of the day. And we thank you for it as we continue to bless your name. We know that you are able and you will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, praise God this morning, this Saturday morning prayer with Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. Amen. The power of prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop just prayed over you, your family, ladies and gentlemen, your neighborhood, your city, your county, ladies and gentlemen, your state, your nation, ladies and gentlemen, and all across the globe. So we thank God and thank Bishop for the day. Prayer to the Lord. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time in that area. Thank you so much. Nothing like prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing like it. That's what God likes. He likes us to pray. Pray for the things we need in His name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sensitive to the time of others as well. If you have a prayer request, just hit *1 on your phone. *1 on your phone. We'll put you in queue there. We'll be glad to take all the prayer requests and then turn it back over to Bishop. Thank you. So if you do have a prayer request, we're always praying for you, though. Of course, you can pray for yourself as well, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget that. You can always pray. And we encourage you to pray always in Jesus' name. But if you do have a prayer request you'd like to share, we'll receive those at this time. And then that's *1 on your phone. At this time, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, God bless you this morning. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and bless you that are listening this morning and those of you that are listening even later. Praise the Lord. We want to continue to pray. I just want to piggyback on Bishop's prayer. Pray for those that are in need. During this time, particularly for food, praise the Lord. There are many people out there that are not able to provide certain levels of food on their table. We want to really pray, and as the Lord touch our hearts to reach out to those who are less fortunate than we are, to be a blessing. Praise God. But the scripture tells us to do this, that when we see our brothers and sisters in need, the word of the Lord teaches us, praise the Lord. If they're hungry, we need to feed them. Praise the Lord. If whatever we can do, if they're naked and they don't have any clothes, they're in prison, the Lord, praise God, we're going to be judged and stand before the Lord, particularly as believers, for these types of things. So whenever the Spirit of the Lord touches your heart to bless somebody, don't hesitate when you're able to do so. So let's just pray for those who are less fortunate than ourselves, that the Lord will provide, that the Lord will provide. He will touch somebody's heart to be a blessing to somebody else that is in need. I also want to just reiterate from Bishop's prayer how important it is for us to pray for unity in the body of Christ, unity in the Bible. In the body of Christ, because the church has fallen so far away from coming together from its true purpose. Politics has truly done its job in separating the body of Christ. This is not God. It is not God. We can't stamp God on it. We can't put God on it. We can't label God on it. It is demonic. It is political witchcraft to be able to facilitate man's agenda. And it is right now time for the church and the body of Christ to wake up and not be bewitched by the world system and political agendas and platforms. How can we be so blind, praise God, to spiritual wickedness and high places that would label righteousness to political? It is not God. All unrighteousness is sin. Let's take a look at it. In Galatians, praise God, the works of the flesh, envy, strife, jealousy, hatred, all of these things, praise God, are inclusive of unrighteousness and will not allow us to stand before God with a pure heart. So we must get alignment of the scriptures in our heart and make sure that we are right with God, because nobody's political ticket is going to allow them to enter into the kingdom. You got to stand before God, for yourself, individually, what's in your heart, what's in your heart. So my prayer is that the church get their heart right. Praise God. The church and the body of Christ individually get their hearts right with God. Get our hearts right with God. Praise the Lord. Because all of the dissension and the division does just that. It creates the works of the flesh. And people are so clueless because deep within us are other things that are embedded with our own flesh, praise God, that causes us to behave the way we do. It has nothing to do with what the word of the Lord is saying. So my prayer is that the church get back to the word, not a piece of the word, but all of the word. Not a piece of the word, but all of the word. Righteousness is wrapped up in the character of Christ, not in the character of a man or a political ticket. Let me repeat myself. Righteousness is wrapped up in the word and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and all of the word, not parts of it that we choose to focus on because of our own political, intellectual, whatever it may be, biases or whatever it may be down within us that are linked to the works of the flesh that would also send us to the lake of fire. So we're to never get it twisted. All unrighteousness is sin. I pray to God that the church is back to the real focus. That is bring people to Jesus Christ, not bringing people to a political platform. My God, that's what's good. Let me say that again. That we bring people to Jesus Christ and not to a political platform. A political platform does not validate one's righteousness, but our hearts that are pure and right toward God. Because God is going to judge us individually, not by our commitment to a political platform. We got to get it right. We got to get our minds untwisted. Who has bewitched you that you can't understand and perceive the truth? Praise God. It's political witchcraft in its grandest form. We need to wake up and seek Him and the Lord of Lords. And the only one, the only man that is the solution for this earth today. We need to be praying, focusing in on Second Chronicles, the church as a unit. I don't care what ticket you was on. Praise the Lord. Got nothing to do with nothing. You need to pray. 2 Corinthians 7:14. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, sounds like it is personal to me. Then He's going to heal their land and forgive their sin. We have forgotten what the true answer is. A man is not the answer. A man's preference or political platform is not the answer. Jesus is the answer. But the church didn't walk so far away from it. It's almost embarrassing. We need to wake up. We need to pray. We need to get the works of the flesh out of the midst of God's agenda, His kingdom assignment that is based upon the life, because it is so intermingled in every platform. I don't care what you want to call it, left, right, up and down, I don't care. Sin is sin. It's embedded in into them all, because there's no pure kingdom other than the kingdom of God. If that be the case, we don't need the kingdom of God. We need to stop praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. His kingdom is what we need to be praying for, not a man's kingdom. If it's going to bring righteousness into the earth, it is impossible, because man is impure, they're imperfect, they're also walking in the works of the flesh. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen, Dr. Crenshaw. Right on the money today, ladies and gentlemen. That is wisdom and truth. Coming from Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. For those who are just joining us, this is prayer time for Bishop John Crenshaw. Amen. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. As Doc says so many times, you need to read, research, and pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. I want to say that again. Read the Word of God. Research the Word of God and pay attention to the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, we got to know that God is God and He has the final say-so on everything. Everything. Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, for that words of wisdom and reminders. Though it's really important today is God's Word, ladies and gentlemen. That's all that's going to be required of us is what we did and what we are doing in the Word. So let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for His awesomeness and the Word. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Take yourself to another level today, ladies and gentlemen, whatever that is for you. Take it to another level. Check in with God on that and Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit and get to the next level in Him. Up that faith, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now. Let's do it. Let's do it. We need it. We need it. Amen. God bless you. We're going to turn this over back to Bishop. Bishop, thank you so much. God bless.
Praise the Lord. As we continue to pray, as we continue to pray and seek the face of God and walk in the truth and walk in knowledge, the wisdom of God's word, and know that God is working all things for our good. And we know that God is the word of God. And we know that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to His purpose. All things are working together for good for those that love God, the one that are called according to His purpose. So let us love God. Let us do His will. And as God continue to bless you, Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up to everlasting doors. Everlasting doors. Let the King of glory come in and know that God is working all things for your good. Be blessed today. Hold fast to the word. Keep looking in the expectation of God working a miracle in your life. Your miracles is at your door. God bless you, and we love you. God bless you, and we love you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Ladies and gentlemen, on the network today, this is the way to start your Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen, with prayer with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. So thank you so much for being with us today. Just want to leave you real quickly with a couple more scriptures. Starting to read a book called Growing in Prayer, Devotional Thoughts on Talking with God. As two scriptures wanted to share with you today as we let you go here. This is with the whole heart. This is Jeremiah 29 and 13, ladies and gentlemen. I would encourage you, of course, to read the entire chapter of both these chapters coming up. But it says here, if you look for me in earnest, you will find me when you seek me. Amen. I want you all to seek out the Lord today in your own needs, in your own way. Encourage yourself today. Encourage your family. Encourage our young people, specifically our young people today, ladies and gentlemen, so they can seek God. You know, ask them to ask, talk to God, ask God to show them the way and help them each and every day. That was Jeremiah 29:13. If you look for me in earnest, you will find me when you seek me. Amen. And the next scripture, ladies and gentlemen, is Romans 5 and 5. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Romans 5 as well. This is the love of God in our hearts, for we know how dearly God loves us. Oh, come on now. For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Amen. We want to encourage those who have not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior to receive him today. Ask him to come into your heart, ladies and gentlemen. He will do it, and he will give you his spirit that will guide and help you towards his mercy and grace and for his teaching and for the will in your life today. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to leave you with the song there. Lord, you are almighty. Take care. This is the instrumental side of you. Lord, you are almighty. Take care. Have a great day, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful day today, and we know everything is not going well in some areas. We want to continue to pray. We're going to continue to help our communities. We're going to continue to do what we got to do to help others grow and encourage people to know that the joy of the Lord is truly their strength. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day, everybody. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. God bless you now. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, it's been prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Crenshaw today, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Jesus is almighty, ladies and gentlemen. Lord, you are mighty each and every day. Thank you so much. Hey, remember to always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you next time. Elder Vaughn with you today. God bless you. Take care. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.